Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. 60% of Americans now want pot legalized. What, are they high? Yeah, probably. Actually, about 35% of Americans admit using pot at one time or another. We may have to take that up as topic for real sometime. We have taken it up before. And I've said, I just get the feeling it's kind of like gay marriage. You can oppose it, but it's coming. And I'm not sure exactly what the impetus is for legalized pot. In 1969, in the middle of the hippie movement, only 12% advocated legalizing it. As recently as 2001, it was only 31%, and now it's 58% and 39% oppose legalizing it, according to the latest Gallup poll. I'm not sure what's pushing that. Is it the medicinal use? I don't know. I don't have time to get into that, but I do want to get into that at some point. The Wausau newspaper has come out in opposition to the investigation the Wausau School District is going to launch into how the religious music debacle happened. They don't believe that there needs to be an investigation over at the Wausau Daily Herald. So look, the thing's done. The school board acted with it quickly. What are you investigating? Well, perhaps the school board member who proposed this suspects something I suspect. We have suspicions. We have suspicions over what drove the superintendent to do this. My suspicion is that's what the school board will be investigating. She has never explained why she felt that the music that was being played at school concerts and other events, she's never explained why she felt that put the district at legal risk. Why all of the sudden? Why? Why suddenly was she worried that they were afoul of the separation of church and state? Where did that come from? Because we don't know, I actually think there should be an investigation. I disagree with the paper on that. Oh, one other thought on Obamacare. I know this is kind of out of the blue, but a friend instant messaged this while we were talking about Obamacare in the last half hour. He writes, I looked at the See the Plans section of the website today. The bronze plan option for me, single male 40s, is 40% more than what I pay through work now. By the way, he works for the company I work for. Our plan is comparable to a gold plan. Those premiums would be triple what I pay now. The premiums are staggering. And I'm telling you, I know you don't like the idea, but many of you don't, but what I'm saying is, let people experience this. This is what you voted for. By the way, there are Republicans who are introducing a bill to delay the individual mandate. There might be Democrats who go along with that. Marco Rubio's among the Republicans. Democrats may go along with that. All right, I want to head back to the schools. This is a very brief email. I want to share it with you, and then I want your reaction to this. I received this email, and here's all I'm going to say. This happened somewhere at a school in Northeast Wisconsin. The school isn't important because I can tell you this has happened at my daughter's school. This happens at schools everywhere. I want to share this very brief email, and then I want your answer to this question. Is this parent whining, or is this parent right? Let's see. Here's the email. This bleeped me off. My daughter taking her AP Chem. Is taking AP Chem. Very difficult class. That's Advanced Placement Chemistry, AP Chem. She studies a lot for it. First big exam. My daughter receives the highest score of 42 students. 44 out of 45. But her daughter was an anomaly. The rest of the class does very poorly. Her daughter, the only student to do, that's an A, 44 out of 45. Rest of the class does very poorly. So the teacher allows the students to retake the problems they got wrong to earn one half credit back. So they can revisit the questions they got wrong. If they get them right this time, they get one half credit back. She writes, in all caps, "Bull bleep!" Of course, people will think I believe this shouldn't be allowed because my daughter was high scorer. But in reality, this teacher just wants to look better by having his students score higher. This bleeps me off. It's a college course. What are you teaching the students to expect in college? What are you teaching them to expect in college? There are no redos in life. There are two ways to look at this. That a test shouldn't be about what you don't know, but about what you do know. So this is a tough class. AP Chem. I'm guessing it's a tough class. In fact, my daughter had AP Chem in her school district. Tough class. I have seen both sides of this. If your kid did poorly on a test, you like this. If your kid did great on a test, you hate this. Do you think, so here's the question. Is she right, and this sets up kids for understanding there aren't do-overs in life? Or is a t-shirt that a listener once made for me? There are no mulligans in real life. Or is it possible that when you look at all of the kids in the class and only one did very, very well, that the test was too tough and he's correcting for it? Or is the parent right and he just doesn't want to look bad when everybody fails his class? Is this a classic case of grade inflation? But the parent that emailed this to me makes, I think, a very good point. What's the point of this parent's daughter studying her butt off for this test? She's worked very hard because it's a very, very difficult class. She got a 44 out of 45. Kids that did poorly get to redo the questions that they failed at and get one half credit. I will tell you, this is an extremely common practice. I've seen one of my daughters do very, very well and then have other students get this opportunity. I have seen my other daughter sometimes do not as well and get an opportunity to do better. I don't think it's a good tool. Why study your butt off if you think you're going to get a second chance, even if it's a reduced second chance? I think this is a classic example of what's wrong with the public education system today. Now, I do understand that sometimes teachers make tests unnecessarily difficult. If you do that, then modify your test, but don't give a break to kids who did poorly and, in essence, punish a student who studied her butt off and got, as difficult as the test was, one student got a 44 out of 45. I think the parent's right. This is absolute bull bleep. Not only is it not a good way to teach AP Chem, it's not a good way to teach life. Bill in Marshfield. Bill, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. I taught chemistry and physics for 40 years. This was in the high school.
Okay.
I've had some experience with AP chemistry. AP chemistry is supposed to mirror the college presentation of that level.
Mm-hmm.
At the college level, they are not going to get the second chance. If the college is within commuting, and I'm just going to say within commuting distance of this high school, are doing the same thing, then that teacher is doing a mirror of the college experience. On the other hand, if they are not, he's wrong, and the parents are right.
Well, let's say, all right, now you bring up the whole AP Chem part, but let's separate that a moment. As someone who taught for a long time, Bill, do you think this is ever a good policy to give kids who did poorly on a test this make-good opportunity. Is that fair to the students who did very, very well, even if you don't have the college AP element involved here?
I would look at it from this perspective. If the teacher wants to provide an opportunity to make corrections and use those corrections as a learning experience, don't count it as a test. Give them a retest of a different format. They're not being tested on the exact same thing they did before. They had a learning experience to make corrections, and the teacher also has a learning experience. If this test was above the capabilities of those students, and the teacher should know those capabilities, then he's got to make the correction.
Okay, I strongly agree with that last part. Bill, thanks a lot for the call. I strongly agree with that. If the kids, if the majority of the class is doing poorly on his test, there's a good indication of two things. It's a poorly written test, or he's a lousy teacher. And that only a small minority or minority of one can get this right. I think there's a big problem with this societally. I'll get to that in 5-406-1360 and 3, actually. 888-455-1360, 1047.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.